Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of The Salty Show. I'm your co-host, Timmy Two-Time in the house. What's up, everybody?
Hey, what's up? This is Jules.
Hey, everybody. This is Jeremy, and welcome to our world.
Hey, what's going on, Mr. Salty Show? How you doing today? How you living? How you living?
Amazing. I was a poll worker in Pennsylvania.
Me too, in Arizona.
Is it one of those brass poles with the DJ and music in the background exactly. And really dark?
You know, the trans ones.
Smelly. Yeah. That's what we figured. You were working that pole, all right.
Election red puddle? We'll see. They're still counting out in Arizona. What's happening out there, Tim? We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about the takeaways, what we've learned about the red wave that was supposed to happen but didn't. It kind of trickled there at the end. All right, we're going to talk about all that and more on this episode of The Salty Show. Yes, sir. Welcome back, Jules. Oh, my God. Happy birthday. You've been gone for a while.
Thank you. I know. It's just old. So much partying.
It's different now that you're older, huh?
She's been recovering for the
last no young person ever.
I've been recovering for the past 4 days, so there's that.
I got to share this. So Jules threw a big old party. Or was it, you had a party, right? Like, was it a surprise party?
Well, yeah, kind of.
Because my sister was the one who messaged me about it. And I'm like, okay, I guess I got to keep it on the DL.
Yeah, I knew about it. No, I knew about it. I knew I was going to have a party, but I didn't know what was happening.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And who was invited and all that.
Yeah. She's texting me for bartenders. I'm like, I thought this was supposed to be a surprise party. I'm like, all right. Here's this person's number.
I was at the bar and I get a call from our ex-bartender. And I'm like, what is happening? I'm getting she's calling me on Snap. And I'm like, this is random. So I answer the call and here I see they have a big old party at Jules' place and just everybody was there. It looked pretty dope, man. I wish I could have been there.
How many people were there?
It was great.
Yeah, I'm assuming my invitation got lost in the email.
Oh, look at Jules' face.
Kinda.
Should I go check the mailbox again? Maybe I'm gonna
throw.
She's like, there was no whites allowed.
Yeah.
Oh, it's one of those kind of parties.
Yeah.
She's like, tell Whitey. His last name ends in an A.
No Y.
DTW. It was a DTW. Yeah. Don't tell Whitey. Yeah.
I'll throw Leslie into the bus. She was the one in charge of inviting people. So. Yeah.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I see. Sure. Yeah. Sure.
No, I wasn't even invited. It was great. I wasn't invited. She asked me if I knew I knew any DJs. I'm like, are you messing with me right now?
I'll take notes and when we're done, I'll bring up my notes.
Lesson learned. Yep. Lesson learned.
Yeah. That was great. I had a good time. I'm the big 4-0, so.
Join the club.
It's good.
Please don't be telling people that.
It's right? Weird saying like, hey, I'm 40 now. It's like, whoa, I remember 10 years ago saying, man, I just turned 30. This is crazy.
I thought 30 was old. I'm like, oh man, when I turn 30, I'm going to be so old. Now
You got good genes,
now
though,
I have pains in my
Jules,
neck.
Because, like, you don't look a day past, I mean, like...
Thank you.
49. I'm just kidding. Oh, you know? I'm kidding.
Boy.
No, I'm serious. You don't look past 30. That's the honest truth. You look young,
got
and, you know.
From my mom.
That's true. Your
thank
mom
you.
Does
hey, you
good.
Don't have kids. That's why you still look young.
There you go.
You're right.
I mean, look at Jeremy. Right. Jeremy, at 45 years old, looked like a young, svelte man. And now he looks like an old ass. He's just weathered from having kids in his life every day.
Okay. So there's that.
He's not denying it.
You got more. I know, right?
Two things that age you faster than anything else is kids and being president of the United States.
Kids and a wife.
That is true.
I thought you were going to say kids and a wife.
which I don't get how the president, I mean, have you seen some of the photos of what people take of him? Seriously. This guy... It's like they're doping him up. I'm sorry. You said old man pictures and presidents. I mean, this guy looks like a cuck. He looks like a dead cuck.
He is one.
He was very happy about the elections. He's celebrating. If you check out his Twitter.
He
thinks he's in high. What we're going to talk about. So let's talk about that. But before we get into that. I do want to talk about my experience as a poll worker. I know, Tim, you've been doing it for a couple rounds now, a couple elections, a few elections actually. And I just I decided to do this. You know, obviously we have the show, and you know, we talk from a point of inexperience, and it's easy to, you know what I mean, like to criticize the process and without understanding it. And I guess I want to share some of what I kind of went through. And I think we held off your experience, Tim, because I knew we wanted to do a show after I did it. And that way we could share our experiences together. And now that you've done it for, you know, like I said, a few election rounds, you can say how it is different out there. And now, obviously, I'm coming in fresh, you know, new poll worker. I was basically moved around to help in areas, right? And basically, I was the guy who was, you know, relieving people to go take a break. That was the role that I took. So this was for Pennsylvania, right? And again, I went in not knowing anything. I have voted before, so I know from the end of the voter, right? So where do I start? Okay, so let me start with getting there at 6 a.m. and being there for, you know what I mean? Like, now, I did want to say this. This is interesting. I don't know if this is out in Arizona the same way, but I was supposed to attend a training for, you know, mm-hmm. a few hours. And I wasn't able to attend that training and work him up, and I couldn't do it. And so I was like, I wasn't going to be able to attend or volunteer or whatever, or work. And then I get a call from the guy, and he's like, hey, you know, the guy who I had submitted my, you know, form to, he's like, hey, you know, did you get a chance to go to the training? And I said, no, I didn't. He's like, that's all right. You know, you're going to get training on the job for elections of the United States. To me, this is a problem. Okay. We can start off with that in itself being a problem, that you're getting training on the job. But I did it just to know and observe and know the process and speak to it from that standpoint. Okay, so I didn't get any training. I show up. Now, I was told, hey, look, we're going to primarily use you as an interpreter if there is any interpretation that's needed in Spanish. I'm like, sure, you know, I'll be useful wherever. So the guy's like, I'm going to call you. I might call you to, you know, do some interpretations. First of all, I never got a call during the day. So for any interpretation, never get a call. So right then and there, I was like, okay, well, you know, so I was hired on brought on as a poll worker. So I get there at 6 a.m. I report to the person who I was told to report to. And this woman was, and look, I'm not criticizing. I'm just saying that the whole process is bad. Literally what she did was like, okay, you're, you know, so-and-so. Okay, this is, wait here. I'll tell you what you're going to do. And I was like, okay, cool. She's going to sit me down with somebody who's going to at least give me a 10-minute quick summary of what to do. No, this is what happened. So then the polls open at 7 a.m. And this is the first duty that I got. And I understand I'm the first time here. I don't know the process. I get it. But because I don't know the process, I'm literally making up shit as I go, as I see fit. Okay, so let me, I know. Okay. What? So then this is what this is what she tells me. She's like, look, so first of all, the room we were in was too small for our precinct. We had like so many, like the line was all the way to the outside of the building. And so she tells me, look, basically I'm doing crowd management. That was the first thing that I did, right? So there was a table there were binders that were separated by last name. So the first one was A through G, H through O, and then P through Z, right? And so what happens is that everybody is in one line. And then when you get up to the door, then you know what part of the table you're going to go to. So obviously people who are sitting in getting the names for people who are P through Z can't attend to somebody who has a last name that's A through G, right? And so the purpose of having one line is very inefficient. Mm-hmm. So then I'm the guy who now has to go out into the line and find people because there are empty tables, because obviously there's a bottleneck all the way at the front. And to find people, because guess what? P through Z has nobody. They have nobody, right? Everybody's waiting for line A through G. Now I have to go outside and ask people and say, hey, does anybody have a last name starting from P through Z? So somebody who's been waiting there for like 30, 40 minutes sees me going up to somebody and asking, hey, P through Z? Yeah, I'm P through Z. All right, come this way. And now everybody's like, why the fuck are they cutting? And I kept, so people are frustrated. And I get this. And so every single time I went out there, I had somebody saying, well, what's going on? Like, I've been waiting here, you know? And I'm like, look, man, this is not, I didn't make this rule. I'm just trying to make this go better, right? But I understand, right? Because this is one thing that I didn't know, that you have people there who didn't get good training, who are trying to figure it out themselves. And so let's think about this, guys. Elections have been going on for what, the 200 plus years in this country, all right? Even before, yeah. Before.
Yeah,
and we can't figure this part out. Like, there, it's just so freaking weird. Now, I understand that we don't want to centralize this and make this where, because I have so many things that I want to say, because then the level of corruption that happens, and even a well-meaning person can fall into this of creating preferences and treating people that treat you well better than a jerk who's in line, right, waiting. You see what I'm saying? Like, you can quickly devolve into that just by having a little bit of power. And I'm like, this is a bad system. And I saw it. Again, well-meaning people. So I'll give you an example. There was a guy who came in who didn't have his paperwork. He needed an ID. Okay? He waited in line for whatever, 30, 40 minutes. When he gets up there, he didn't have an ID. He's like, God, I left it in my car, right? So he comes up to me. He's like, hey, man, can I go out there and get my ID real quick? And I'm like, I have to make this decision. So then I go, you know what, man? I don't know if I do this, what it's going to cause. So here I am making decisions for something that I feel like it's important, and now I'm making this type of decision. You see what I'm saying? Like, So then I'm thinking, well, should I do this for this guy or should I not? Right? And then my thought process goes, well, how was I treated by this person? Because half of the people when I would go outside were fucking being jerks. No, I'm telling you. And I get it. People are frustrated. But I'm like, this is not my fault. But like, have you been a decent human being towards me as I am trying to, you know what I mean? Like, offend? No. And it's just, number one, it's fucking chaos. It's chaos, bro.
Yeah. It seems like you should be able to get someone from, I don't know, Disney or Universal Studios. You know, they deal with people in line every day.
Jeremy, but
right?
I thought about this. But you know what the problem there
is,
Jeremy? No, you know what the problem there is? Is that if we leave that to third parties or corporations or something like that, then again, that devolves into corruption.
Well, I'm not saying hire them to come do it. Go to them and get, you know, ideas like, how do you guys manage it? And obviously the correct answer is you need five books, right? Five books. And you need to, when people show up, you need to say, hey, A through E, this line, you know, F through whatever, you know, blah, 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 blah. And just, you have someone out there, all the town crier, whatever you want to call them. All they do is just say, hey, you need your ID. If you're A through B, line blah. If you're, you know, P through V, line blah, you know, and just, there's got to be somebody out there screaming it the whole time.
Well, and now think about Arizona, right? Arizona has the site books, right? So you get in line, there's no A through Z and everything, right? So as you walk in, there's five to 12 site books, depending on the size of your site, right? I think we had like 12, right? You walk in, those 12 people, they just go right to the site book, put in their information, boom, because I don't know if in Pennsylvania, if they do vote centers, like Arizona, they went from the precinct strategy where you went to your precinct to vote, to vote centers, to where you can vote anywhere in Maricopa County, get your ballot. That's precinct. Why the voting, right? This is why this is so chaotic, the counting of the votes, because they went to this new model in Arizona, I think back in 2018, I think they went to this.
Well, obviously it's not working.
2018 or 2020, they went to. Well, huh. So it works to the way they designed it. So this is the thing. This is the way they designed it. And this is what people needed to understand. And again, it was, I don't agree with it, but they did communicate how the votes were going to go. They said on day one, the first drop is going to be all the mail-in ballots and everything up to a certain date. Then they said the second batch was going to be election day vote, and those were going to be the ones trickling in. But what they didn't expect, or maybe whether they did or not, was Printergate, right? Yeah. Where 20 to 30% of the county, the ballots were printed out and couldn't be read in the tabulators. And everyone's like, oh, it's the Dominion machines again. It wasn't the Dominion machines. It was the printers, right? I kept telling my troubleshooters, and I'll get into my stories in a minute, but but basically it was in the news. It was Printergate. Everybody knows when you do OCR, which is scanning, right? That is OCR scanning. When you do
optical character recognition, OCR.
Right. Right. So when that image comes out and it's trying to be scanned, it's got to be clear. It's got to be clean. I don't care what anybody says. It could tell you anything about serial numbers and everything. No, I don't want to hear that shit. If that image is not correct, right? And what was happening was almost every ballot that was coming out of our printers, it was smeared, right? Like the toner wasn't fusing to the paper because it wasn't hot enough, right? Because the printer settings were wrong. They were set for like 8.5 by 11 or some bullshit. And so the temperature wasn't hot enough to put the ink on the ballot. So every time we went to go get CN, and I kept looking, I'm like, guys, these ballots look like they're scratched up, right? The barcodes are all damaged. Every tech, no, that's not the problem. That's not the problem. Yeah, even though it looks like this, it's programmed to read them all. I'm like, dude, I do this shit for a living. I do IT. I understand that you're just a tech and you're just doing what you're told. This is wrong. This is completely wrong. And I, at 6:05 in the morning, I was on the phone calling these people saying, this is a problem. And I was heated because my role, right? And we can get into comparison of notes. It's interesting to hear how you're doing. Yeah. I was the inspector of my site.
Oh, okay. So,
you guys have
two or how many inspectors do you guys have?
So one inspector, which is the guy in charge. Then there's a marshal, which is the marshal is of a different party, which the marshal could be an independent. So I'm a Republican. So they could be independent, party not declared, or libertarian, or a Democrat, right? Then you have two judges. The two judges have to be of different parties, right? Then you have two main clerks, right? The two main clerks have to be of two different parties. Then you have the voter registration clerk, which assists in any registration issues. And then you have four extra bodies that could be any parties of whatever. Look, interesting enough, it was interesting. My side had more Republicans, and we had the most issues. So I'm dealing with the entire thing. So as this is happening, I'm on the phone. I got people in my site like, dude, they want to spoil it. They want to do this. So I got to make sure I spoil the ballots. And then I got to open the drawer for Miss Reds. I'm on the phone with the hotline. I'm dealing with voter registration issues. And now I got to hear everybody's thoughts, right? I can't say nothing. I can't be like, well, I agree with you. I'm right. Blah, blah, blah. You cannot say that to anybody. So you got to sit there and I got to listen to people I agree with yelling at me. I got told to go fuck myself. I got told this is your fault because you're an employee and blah. I'm like, guy, I'm like, we are volunteers.
Right.
We get trained by the county. That's it. He's like, well, it's on you because it's your site and you didn't test it. I said, so what you want me to do is run ballots, print out a normal ballot, put it through a machine before the tabulator. And he just looked at me. And I was like, look, I get it. I understand. And I'm trying to say certain things. So he understood that I'm with you without saying I'm with you. Right. Later on that night, he brings his wife back and he's in a completely different mood. He even apologized to me.
Yeah.
And of course, his wife's ballot didn't scan.
You know what? Now that you mentioned
that, I told him to go to the site that was working with no issues, no drama, and you don't have to get angry. But he wanted to make a scene. And then he brings his wife back to the site that's having a problem because the other side was over 3 hour wait.
Yes, people love that. You know, this is one thing that I did notice as well. Right now that you were talking about your experience with people assume, and I kept getting this, right? So then I moved over to where the machine, where people put in the ballot, right? Insert the ballot. And I got a lot. So out here in Pennsylvania, when somebody puts in the ballot into the machine, so that it could be whatever scanned. They wait for a confirmation that says thank you for voting, and then that's it. They don't see what they selected. They don't see anything on the screen. They don't see, they don't know if the machine read it right. They don't know.
Yeah, same here. Right, same right. Here.
Yeah. Yeah. And so
all you see is your ballot.
So apparently out in Pennsylvania, it used to be different where people could see it before and they passed the whatever change and then that's gone. And so a lot of people, and when I say a lot, maybe 10 people, right? 10 people out of the whatever, 3,000 that showed up, were like, hey, how do I know? How do I know that this machine, because obviously people are already on edge about machines. And I'm like, well, they're asking me, right? And I'm like, look, man, I don't want to project from a position of, I don't fucking know what I'm doing here, man. I'm just, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't want to talk like that. You know, you want to give people, you know, hey, move along, buddy, because you got somebody else behind you. I don't want to have a conversation with you. I want to make sure that the next person I got one job, man. I'm not here to discuss about, I agree with you to your point that you were saying, Tim, I agree with you. This is weird. I didn't have any input in this. All I did was submit a form to say, I want to participate in this and I want to see the process. I'm not the guy that you want to talk to, right? And so then the role that, cause I was out through the exit, right? People put in their ballot, it gets scanned and then they're happy. I give them the little sticker.
You're the sticker guy?
I was a sticker guy for a little bit. So then the people walk out and then one of the roles was don't let anybody come in through the exit. Right. Uh-huh. So then I'm the guy now I've been given this role. So I here I am militant about my role. Right. But then you got people coming in who don't have any identification, who are apparently are like the people in charge and they're going in and checking shit. And I'm like, hold on. I'm like, I don't know who you are. They say, oh, no, it's okay. I know the person who's in charge here. And I'm like, okay, but you don't have any credentials, man. And so now here I am playing like I have to watch this person, make sure that he goes to who he said he was going to go to. And it's just, it was just so, fuck, again, I'm making decisions right there on the fly without giving clear instructions. You know what I mean? Like it was, the whole thing is just really, really bad because again, you have people who are volunteering for this who don't know to what level and how much freedom they have in making executive decisions. To me, that's like an executive decision. Yeah. If I tell that guy, no, man, I was given explicit orders to not let anybody in through the back door.
So I have a question for both Saul and Tim. So I'll start with Saul. Do you have any idea how many voting locations there were in Pennsylvania? I mean, so this is just one example. This occurred at majority of the 7,000 or whatever that were
Jeremy,
out there.
And I'll tell you this. Okay, so I'll tell you this. Here's another one. And the reason I'm going to say this is to your point, because this is multiplied times whatever, however many precincts and voting places and whatever rooms there are of this shit. Here's another thing. So again, I'm watching, making sure that these machines are not tampered with, right? And here's a mom who goes into vote, brings her three kids who are all toddlers and wanting to touch everything. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Jumping around behind the cords of this machine.
Oh, dear God.
Okay. So then my question is, can I scream at this little fucking kid and be like, and this woman is just like not even
knock his ass out,
not even paying attention. And I'm like, this is a fucking election. Like, what the hell? Like, you know what I'm like saying?
It's a playground.
Exactly. So then I'm like, ma'am, can you get your child who's about to unplug this machine and I'm going to be looked at as like, you know what I mean? Like, here I am in the headlight. People Karen are like, well, he's the guy who fucking, you know, like,
lynch him. He's doing fraud.
Yeah.
He's doing fraud.
Exactly. Like, you're the one who didn't look at this. And so here I am, like, I feel like the weight of the elections on my shoulders because I feel, you know, that's what you should have, right? But you have a mother who is careless with a kid jumping around the machine and almost unplugging the fucking machine in itself. You know what I mean? And I'm like, oh my God, like, can I scream at this child? Can I look at this woman and be like, you know what? No, you don't get a vote. Get out. You know? You fucked it up.
You're too stupid to vote.
You stupid bitch. Get out of here. Like, get that racist shit out of here.
I know who you're voting for. Get out.
Exactly. Luckily, that kid didn't unplug the machine, but and she like literally yanked this kid. And I'm like, yeah, thank you for yanking that kid out of there. Like, oh my God. Like, what is happening? Yeah.
I'm glad you did this.
Oh, but what I want to say this, Jeremy, what I want to say. So when I tell you this, that, so I was told, watch these machines, make sure that nobody tampers with it, make sure that nobody's, you know, okay, cool. And then one of the guys, and again, I'm not going to throw people under the, but one of the guys who's, I guess, has been doing this for a few rounds now, he's like, hey, man, because once it started like dying, you know, like there was a period of where it started dying down. And everybody is up there and I'm still in the back, right? Waiting, you know, because I'm watching the machines. Guy comes back and he's like, hey, man, come in here and join the conversation. I'm like, no, I'm watching the machine. I'm making sure. He's like, oh, yeah, I guess you do have to do that, right? And I'm like, what do you mean? I guess. What do you mean? I guess. Like, how often do you guys not watch
attitude
these
about
machines?
The national elections?
Yeah. So, when you say machines, the checking machines or the actual scan. Tabulators?
The tabulators. The machines that scan the fucking thing. Yeah, exactly. I'm like, are you really,
bro? Dude, election of poll workers are of a different mindset, right? I mean, I got lucky with my site because one of the ladies that I got paired up with, we were from the same, we're in the same LD. She's a precinct committee and I'm one, right? So when we got to the same side, I was like, hey, I remember you from, you know, campaigning and all this stuff. Yeah. So it was good for that. And there was another guy, the guy that wound up being my marshal. He's an independent, I guess. I don't know. I didn't ask. I know he's of a different political affiliation and he wound up being in my site too. So we showed up. I was like, oh, what's up, dude? He's like, hey, Sean. I was like, oh, you're my marshal. I was like, oh, this is even better. So for my side, we had three people that worked together already and we worked really well. And we knew our lessons learned from everything, you know, this, that. But majority of the people that do this stuff, they're retired people.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I mean, that's one of my, that I didn't know.
I mean, one of my judges, you know, was the typical.
Yeah. Retired folks.
Both retired. Both my judges were retired. One was, you know, way, you know, with the purple and every color hair, all right, artist. The other one was an elderly woman, you know, I mean, it's like 70, you know, maybe 65, 70, you know, so it's not super old, but she was like, every little thing, she's like, I'm so concerned about this. And this one's just, these people are in here so long. This is by design. These people are asking me to do something that I shouldn't be doing. I'm like, dude, just relax. I said, relax. I'm like, and being the inspector, you gotta deal with it all and everything. Mm-hmm. And even with all the chaos, I got a lot of compliments from everybody, even the workers are like, hey man, you're running a good site. I got some good reviews on like Neighbors, you know, whatever that Neighbors app is, saying they watch you like a hawk in here, blah, blah, blah. They're on top of things, you know. But good. Everybody's kind of, you know, worried. We had our issues. We're not yelling at each other like, dude. So I'm like, I kept telling them, though.
Sorry, Tim. But yeah, to Jeremy, back to Jeremy's point, because again, this is propagated across everywhere. And I think about in corrupt places, because again, the ability to, if somebody has been there who's been doing it for a long time, it's easy to cheat. And what I mean by this, and now I'm not saying I saw this, because I wasn't there eat long enough. I sat down at the table where I was, you know, taking people's IDs and, you know, writing them down and making sure that whatever. So at the end of the day, the numbers add up, right? Because they have to balance the books, right? So, but at the same time, if somebody walks in and the form or the whatever binder says this person needs to show ID, that's another thing about in Pennsylvania. Not everybody has to show ID. If you've already voted once and showed ID once, yeah, the second time, you don't have to show an ID. Exactly, what? Jeremy. Exactly.
That's crazy.
And to me, I was like, this is no fucking sense. Weird. Right. Makes no goddamn sense. So then right there. Right,
you say that again?
In Pennsylvania, if you voted for one cycle already and you showed ID, you have shown ID before on the next election cycle, you don't have to show an ID. Yes.
That's
insane.
Dude,
fucking insane, bro. You know, one of the things that they do to validate is like, okay, well, what's your address? Oh, okay. That's the validation. It's stupid. Anyway. So what the point I'm trying to get at is there was multiple people who came in who were like, yeah, my ID doesn't match with my address. Yeah. And I was like, it's so easy for that person who's been sitting there doing this for years and know this, whatever, you know what I mean? Like to say, hey, yeah, you're good. Right. Even let's say it's just one vote. Let's say that person was voting wrong. To me, it's like, it's so easy. It's to be prone to corruption, in my opinion, for somebody who's been sitting there a long time to be good with their friends, right? Because again, oh, and then here's another thing. I know I have a lot to say, but it was just very eye-opening. Here's one of the things that I feel is a good solution for this. And let me see what you guys think. So I was thinking about this. Well, how do we solve the disconnect that there, the ignorance that there is from the voter to the, because working 15 hours, guys, 15 hours.
That's crazy.
It is ridiculous. Does it make me want to do it again? Right. You know what I'm saying? Like that, like, and it was like nonstop. I got a break for lunch, but that's too long to keep somebody. Now I could have said, hell, I have an emergency, whatever. It's just too long to, you know what I mean? Like be expected to be there for that long and having people upset at you or whatever. So then I was like, how do we solve this?
They expect you to be there the entire time that actually before the polls open and stay afterwards until the line's cleared out and everything's cleaned up and put away. Yeah.
Got there
at 17 hours.
Got there 6 a.m., left there at 9 p.m.
Wow. Okay.
Same. Jeremy, last night I got there. Yeah, I had to be at mine at 5:30.
And so for me, like, would if there was enough people volunteering, then you could have rotation, right? You could have and more people would be willing to volunteer. And here's what I want to get at: is this? We have a system right now in the judicial system. Somebody, you know, somebody gets convicted or whatever, goes to trial for whatever murder. We get a jury of their peers, and people are forced to do jury duty unless you can whatever. I believe that that's something like that should be established for elections. And here's why what I will say why. Here's why I say why. The reason I say this is because, again, there is ignorance from the voter side. And where I know that I had some ignorance, because when I would walk into the polling places, because I don't know how, if this person is volunteering. He doesn't have a thing that says I'm volunteer. I don't know. I assumed this person knew their job. Having been now behind that curtain, I know that a lot of people who were there, because every single one of those people, when they needed to make an executive decision, they had to check with one person. And this one person, obviously it's only one person. So then she's being pulled in all these different directions. And now you're holding up the line. Now you're doing this. People are getting frustrated. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, it's so inefficient. And I believe that if the other side, if people understood the process and understood, hey, guess what? This person is volunteering. I've done this before. Because I'll tell you this, I had people who had volunteered before, and those people would tell me, thank you for doing this. I know how hard this is. I've done this before. You know, thank you for doing this. Those people understood. Those people were patient. I feel that something, a system like this could solve this, could open people's eyes who are voting to the struggle there is from the poll worker. And it would also reveal some things that people could say, hey, you know what? This guy is not maybe doing his job completely right. Or you see what I'm saying? Like it would give people knowledge. And I just one idea. And I don't, but I know why there's hesitation for that. And the reason there's hesitation is for that, because now you're going to rely on central planning and people. And once you get central planners, it's prone to corruption. It's a really difficult system, but that's why I say, if you have people rotating, you can't have corruption, because sure, one person sits there for whatever one day, but that's it. That's all he did. And this should be the process should be taught in school. It should be like, so it should be something that like a license test. You see what I'm saying? Like that way people know the process. People are informed about this. I just don't understand how Florida,
you know, did what they did yesterday. Like, how did they figure it out so fast?
This wasn't a DeSantis thing. After the 2000 election with that debacle, with dead people voting and that whole
hanging chats,
with all the hanging, that was, they had to. And I think the feds even stepped in and said, hey, you got to clean this up, because this was bad. You know what I mean? And
DeSantis
they worked on processes to do that.
He dedicated police specifically,
but that's not why it got counted. What I'm saying is that 2020,
that helps. I think to me that helps to have, because nowhere in that room was there any law enforcement presence. And I understand why people don't want to be intimidated, but to me, I'm like, it would at least deter somebody. You know what I mean? The cop doesn't have to be like, oh, yeah. You're right. But just a presence of one.
Mm-hmm. Right. But in Florida, they're allowed to scan the ballots, the, you know, as they come in, like the mail-in ballots and everything. So they do all their, all the EVs and absentee ballots, military, everything that comes in, it's all scanned. By the time the polls closed, all that shit, as much as possible, has been scanned. And it just releases. That's why within 5 minutes, it's like, oh, DeSantis won. He had 1.5 million votes, right? So that's why they're able to call it that quick. Same thing with Kentucky. I think they have similar laws where they're allowed to do certain counting before. Where they Arizona, they tabulate, but that's why they're like, oh, the first 900,000. But then they take all day to fucking do these other batches. That's the problem.
You're telling me that just wait there and not open up the mail? They just let it sit there?
I know. It's like this.
At least what they should be doing is opening it up, preparing it for it to get scanned.
But that's how they get. But that's. See, a lot of times these places do that. But I don't think they're allowed to. I think they have laws on the way they release the data.
Terrible.
Right?
Terrible.
And it, dude.
It's horrible.
And that's the problem. Well, that's the problem. Every state has different laws, right? And now what you're starting to see is in all these Democrat-ran states, including even some of the election stuff here in Arizona, because, you know, the Secretary of State, when, you know, some of the laws that things they've been able to advocate and get passed, is just insane. But you're starting to see more and more of, you know, the ballot drop boxes, the, you know, universal mail-in vote. You're sending out anybody that's on your voter rolls. This is why they're challenging voter rolls, right? Yeah. Because now if you challenge the voter rolls and you send out mail to somebody that's not there, wait, they're not there. That's illegal, right? But if they're on the roll, hey, I just sent it to that address. If they filled it out, that's on them. I'm still going to count it because it went to them.
Mail-in ballots,
you do a quick signature.
Corruption.
Right. And this is where they're all going. And now what you're seeing, you know, like Michigan flip, because Michigan's completely blue now. They have the trifecta. They have like a super majority. So God bless those people. So maybe all the Republicans come to Arizona. But it's just insane the how, again, I don't want it. I don't want federal election laws. No. You know, outside of you That's can't, you know, the civil rights stuff, you can't, you know, no, because you know what's going to happen. They say, oh, everybody gets a mail-in ballot or we're going to go digital. This is the future. This is why That's they're worse. Making voting so difficult so that they can come with digital voting. Plain that. And simple. That's where it's going. But right. I don't like it. I like the one day, one vote. But with Maricopa, the biggest issues outside of the printer gate and all that is the reason why you don't get election day vote right away is because when you have to close your center, right? So you have to do your 0 day reports. So it's very thorough. Even the training, everything you have to do is all, you get a manual, a 3 hour training, plus you have to do online training. So you get a lot of training, but there's a lot of little things that they can't teach you in training because it's just not enough time. So my thing is, there should be individual trainings after, like a specific one for the inspector. Hey, this is everything you need to do when you set up from beginning to end, right? Mm-hmm. You know, when you deal with the different voting situations, because I have to make calls. Someone's like, hey, they have their picture ID. They have their license printed. I mean, a photo of their license on their phone, and that's their photo. No, you can't do that. So I got to understand election law. I'm like, dude, like, you can't teach somebody all this in 3 hours of training. Mm-mm. You know what I mean? It's just, it's too much.
Well, here's another example.
There's so many things.
Here's another example.
And they have nobody from the county there except for a hotline.
Exactly. Okay. So here's another example where I'm like, I was told, and I think black and white, right? So I was told one ballot per person, right? Somebody came walk into a machine carrying two ballots and trying to put them in right into the count. All right. So and I got distracted for a minute because somebody was walking in and I'm like, and I turn around and I'm telling this person, hey, what, or somebody's asking me questions. I don't know what it was. I got distracted because people are trying to come through the exit. And then I see this woman, you know, had put in a ballot and it was already going in and she was putting it. I'm like, whoa, what are you doing? I'm like, cause I see her putting into ballot. And she's like, oh, this one's for my dad. I'm like, well, where's your dad? Right. And she's like, oh, he just walked out. And then I had seen the guy walk out and he was a guy, you know, it was an old guy with barely walking, right? But he's already outside. And now do I tell her, you know, be a jerk and be like, no, ma'am, bring him back in, barely walking father to come and put his own ballot. And you know what I mean? Like, And so then I ask. That's another what right there. So then there's people waiting to put in their ballot. So I go ask because I can't. Mm-hmm. I'm like, should I let her do this? I mean, like, what the hell? So I go ask. And then like, oh, yeah, you know, this fine. Yeah, just let, like, people responded to me like, oh, yeah, no big deal. Let them in. I'm like, so is this, what am I doing here? Like,
it's tough, man.
You know
it's
what I mean? Like, and so, it's, yeah, yeah.
Because now if there's shenanigans, you're right. Guilty.
I'm
you
exactly,
broke the law. And they told you to do it.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then I got somebody who was like, yeah, we're like, what? That's no big deal. Like this. Yeah, just let. Yeah, she's fine. I mean, the dad's right there. And I mean, I did see right. that. And I'm like, is this yours? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, now do I, you know what I mean? Like be a jerk and be like, well, you no, you sir, come, you come back in here and put in the your own ballot while there's like 10 other people waiting to. You see what I'm saying? It was just like, fuck. Yeah.
I don't like the way elections are run. I think they're run really poorly because there's especially.
There's ignorance.
Like here in Maricopa, because of the vote centers, there's so much. I had people screaming at me, I want a copy of my ballot. No, you can't do that. It's my right. Great. I said, go on Maricopa website, go to the county recorder. Oh, I got it. Good. Call them up and say you want that. I said, In my lifetime, I've never seen anybody be able to get a copy of their ballot because after you cast your ballot,
right.
Supposed it to just knows that the barcode is you, but your results. There's no, they don't track your results right. because God forbid it gets, you know, there's privacy concerns.
Exactly.
Right. So we trust. See, this is why I'm like, okay, there's got to be a way because with all this crazy shit to go on, if you want real transparency, there needs to be a system.
One day
that you need to be able to
go and that's it. One ballot
right.
per person.
So outside
one day.
Of that, but outside of that, but no, but outside of that, but my thing is, how do I know? My vote, my ballot is correct that
right,
I casted,
right.
that it's assigned to me. There's no way. So we blindly trust me filling out a ballot, all of us, 300 million Americans, even though they don't vote. We all blindly fill out this piece of paper for the person we want, right? We put it through a machine that tabulates it. After that, we have no idea. We have no idea
you know
what
how
we vote for. We can't get a receipt.
I have an idea that's technical that we can apply. Which is what people use today to log into a server, private and public keys. I believe that there should be a
there's
system.
There's a problem with that.
What's the problem?
There's the privacy information. What's the key that determines that it's you? Is it your name,
well,
your phone
you
number,
know.
Date of birth, social security?
You know your private key, right? Your public key is what is on a database system. Nobody else knows your private key.
So somebody did ask, you know, even though I think he's a douche sometimes, but the guy's a data expert. The guy from ABC 15,
mm-hmm.
not a big fan of him, but when it comes to numbers and understanding the process, he is a Republican that understands a lot of this, but he's more of a rhino, but he's a data guy. And he was taking full forms and because everybody's like, dude, after 2020, why can't we do blockchain? And he broke it all down. He goes, because of you have to find the right private key, right? Like with the main thing that can tie together is still tied to a user. Like there's some piece of PII and they're like, even no matter what, he's like, I've been through this. He's going, because that would solve the problem.
You know, and,
goes, and Benny, whoever can come up with this and solve the problem,
you're right. Because
you would become a fucking trillionaire.
What will happen is now we expect that 80-year-old person who can barely walk and remember things to remember or keep track of their private key. And that's just the, it's complicated.
There's no easy way except for one day, one vote. Hand counts.
Yes.
Hand counts. Yeah,
that's it.
Or here's the thing. You can run it through the tabulator, but you get a hand count at the end of the night as well. You know, if that tabulator says, hey, 500 votes for Carrie Lake. Okay. That tape better match that ballot. 500 and 500, right? There's a lot of weird shit that goes on, man. And now the problem too with even ballots is, people are really stupid too. I've noticed.
No.
Working elections, you get to see everything, every walk of life, every fucking form of intelligence. It's just, it's amazing. Especially when there's a line forming. It's like they can't even read arrows of the exit sign. It's amazing. But on the ballot specifically, it says circle in the ballot. I got ballots that had X's over their names and I'm like, dude, you have to spoil your ballot and get a new one. They're like, what's wrong with it? I'm like, you put X's in.
Right.
You can't exit out. I said, the direction says bubble.
Oh.
I'm like, do you not read? Do you not fucking read?
The
you
bubbles know, are there for people. A reason.
Yeah.
They didn't just put them there.
I have a question about that. The whole marker and pen. Like, I don't get it. There's a ballpoint pen. It has a pen and a marker, right? So I'm like, okay, wait, might as well, you know, get a.
So somebody put the pen in the booth. The pen somebody left in there. You know, the pens aren't authorized. You can use a pen, but
yeah. So there's
county.
So when they were giving out the ballots,
you guys were using pencils.
There were black pens and black markers.
Right.
Right. So then I think I grabbed the pen and the lady's like, no, don't use a pen. Use this marker here.
No, she shouldn't have said that. She should have never told you that.
So I'm like, why are we using markers? I thought it says black ink or red ink. This is not ink. And she's like, well, you know, no, we have to do markers because the thing will read it. I'm like, no, I'm taking a pen. So I grabbed a pen and I did my thing, which I didn't see that before. But there was either pens or markers. Last time it was markers. They were all markers.
It's always been since 2020. It's been markers. Okay, mm-hmm. I can explain. I'm an expert in this now. The county in the primary for the 2022 primary, they had a Pentel pen, and it was bleeding through. So that's why you had Pentel Gate, right? Everybody was like, "Oh, look at my ballot! It's bleeding through." So the GOP told everybody for the primary, don't use their pens, use ballpoint ink. People did, and whatever. You're allowed to. You're not. The form says blue, black ink, right? Mm-hmm. And the county came up with the marker because it's fast drying with the scanners and everything. The reason why they use this marker, right, is because because of the scanner and the way the ballots dry, this felt tip marker, and I don't agree with it. It is what it is. It logically makes sense, but I still don't like it. The felt tip pen dries very quick. So when the ballot goes through, the ink is already dried and it doesn't smudge the scanner, right? It doesn't smudge, you know, the ink doesn't rub off onto the scanner, okay? Mm-hmm. By using the ballpoint pens don't dry fast, right? You can smudge ink from a ballpoint pen up to 24 hours, right? You can go up to, so now every time that's going through the scanner, it smudges the glass. So now you start getting ballot misreads. All the issues that people were having yesterday is one of the main determined, you know, that's like what screws up the scanners is that ballpoint ink because it's wet and it gets onto the scanner.
So they should just get rid of the fucking pens then. Just get rid of them. Like, why do we even have them at the site?
The problem is again, the GOP, right? All the people with the GOP, I know this for a fact because we were telling everybody to do this at our LD meetings and I was an advocate for it. But basically saying, tell everybody you know to use a ballpoint pen, right? Just like we've always done, right?
But you just said that ruins the machines.
Right.
Well, I mean, so they say logically makes sense. After they finally explained why, I was like, oh, that makes sense. Okay. This was after the fact because nobody ever explained why. Okay. When I finally got the explanation, when they explained why, all the different things, I said, cool. I can understand that. Even though I don't like it, I get it. I'd rather things go through clean than smudged, okay? But the main issue is everybody was leaving pens in there visibly and hiding the markers because people are like, oh, I need a marker. I'm like, dude, it's right there. Oh, I didn't see it because they were hiding them. Or people steal the markers and leave a pen because they think that it's another conspiracy theory that through the audit they proved.
It's stupid. Period. It's stupid. If we're going to use markers,
but here's the thing.
Then leave fucking markers because then what happens is then you start questioning the thing, right? Because it's like, workers, don't use that.
What Tim is saying is people are doing that. They're coming in, they're leaving their black pen and taking the marker because they want to stick it to whoever they're sticking
Maricopa.
It to. Yeah, Maricopa.
Because they think the fraud's in there by the pen. Okay.
Yeah,
but again, for 2 years, the Sharpie gate and everything else. Bleeding through caused did every little thing has caused such a craziness to where you got to just go back to hand counting or you have to come up with a better process. These pens were actually really good.
Hand counting.
I will say these pens were really good.
Have a Republican, have a Democrat, and an Independent. All three watching. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's how you solve.
Yeah,
we make it so complicated and it shouldn't be this way. Look, I did want to say something about
voting was never complicated until 2020.
Exactly. I do want to say something about the ballpoint. It became complicated once you introduced machines. Rise of the machines. Fucking Anyway, so there was a lady, and here's one thing that to your point, Tim. So they walk in, you give them a pen, and you give them instructions. Leave the pen with the guy outside, right? Turn your pen in.
Mm-hmm.
Half the people aren't turning their pen in, and then the other half, a lot of them are using their own pen. To your point, Tim, and so. You know, and then and then you have somebody, oh, look, I use, you know, red ink. And I'm like, no, now you have to spoil the ballot. You know, no, you can't, you know, I mean, like there's pens at the table. Use the pen that you're given. And it's like, and then you're struggling with somebody who's, you know, and I get it. It's not like they do this all the time. Here I am. You know, I've already gone through the process and I've already had to explain it to three people. Now I'm annoyed that I, you know, here's another person, but I get it. They're ignorant. It's ignorance to the whole process. There's people, you know what I mean? Like, and I don't, you. Co-workers shouldn't be expected for the public to know this, and the public should have an understanding of the process on why the logic is there for not using a fucking red pen or anything else other than, you know, black or blue ballpoint pen. This is what we were the instructions that we were given, right? And that was the rule. Like I said, it opened up my eyes having been on this side, and I think I have a little bit more appreciation for the poll workers, at least the poll workers who are volunteering, who are just, you know, doing, as far as the people who've been there for years, like the people who are in charge and they're still struggling. And it's like, this is bad. And I, you know, here's another reason why they struggle, because the laws change. And so now
there you go.
The book, the manual that they had 2 years ago or a year ago, the new laws that were introduced now change everything. And so now they're reading the whole process of how the whole new thing. So there's never a definite a way that people can get used to. You know what I mean? Like, it's always changing. No. It's so frustrating.
So my thing is, if the training needs to be better and it needs to be longer, not, you know, a 8-hour class or
but
anything
like
that.
But who's
going to
volunteer?
Do it over a span.
Nobody's going to volunteer. This is why I think
but
that
if you care about your elections, you know what I mean? If you care about your elections.
Who's gonna look again? I'm very passionate. You look at me, bro. We have a goddamn show that we talk about this, and that whole process left a bad taste in my mouth. I would do it again. Mm. Oh, to your point, because I'm passionate. But you people who are passionate some people don't have time to do this. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so how do you convince people to volunteer more, to be involved more, when the whole process is bad?
Right.
And this is why I think that if we treat it like a jury type of thing, yeah, sure, there's going to be people who are going to be wiggled in their way out. Sure, whatever. But at least you get a good feel. People get a good understanding of the process.
You know, I think they need to address it with the businesses in the community. Say, hey, we need volunteers. How about? You know, American Express is a big employer in town. Yep. American Express, you've got
tax deductions,
2 million people working for you.
People.
How about you send 2,000 of them over and we'll give them a quick training and you can give them the day off. And this is going to work out real well. Why?
You know why that doesn't work?
No.
Because now your employer knows your political, you might know your political affiliation. It causes a whole nother problem. Because how do you say, hey, I need 1,000 Democrats. I need 1,000
no,
Democrats.
No, no. You don't. You just say I need 1,000 people.
Right, but if you get if the county only gets 2,000 Democrats, you need bipartisan in all this stuff. Every position has to be bipartisan. You need two of each party for checks and balances.
Okay, but that I think if you get enough volunteers, you can you need.
The company won't be able to know, because what the company can do is they can offer. They can offer it. They're
but
not going to know.
You know how people are. They don't want to volunteer.
That's not
but
true.
People want to volunteer because they think their company might.
If they're compensated for it, they will.
No.
People are weird. Mm-hmm. People don't even like doing. But people don't even like doing power vitality because they think the company knows your fucking blood sugar and everything like that. You know, biometric scan. They think that your company knows everything about you. You know what I mean?
I do think if companies do open those doors and say, okay, if anybody wants to go volunteer, you know, we won't. Doc, whatever you
right. you get a full day's pay from us. You can
election
do they pay
day.
You?
Yeah, we get paid as poll workers. Election day needs to be a federal holiday. Everybody should have off.
Yes.
No questions asked.
Exactly.
That the only election integrity law that the federal government needs to pass is election day is a fucking holiday so that everybody can go to fucking go out to vote. You can vote from 6 o'clock in the morning to fucking 8 o'clock on a day off.
I agree.
There's no school, no nothing. So you can, the husband can go with the fucking wife, bring your kids, make it a fucking event. Everybody goes and that's it.
Yeah.
Done. There's no excuse. You want to still have early voting? Cool. Fine. I don't like that either.
Point,
but
then, and people who can't go, you know, there's so many other public services like fucking the transportation systems. All that shit should be free on that day for fucking people to get to the polls.
I agree.
Yeah.
Like, I agree with you.
Anybody on that day, wants to go, it's my taxes pay for this shit. This should be a federal holiday. Everything is free.
That's a great idea. Yeah. I love it.
I agree.
That's the only thing the federal government needs to do.
But I would add another layer to your point, Tim, which is to me, we got to build a system, or I don't know why we struggle with this, where we need to get more people to participate in the process. Again, knowing the other side, there's a little bit more understanding. And then there's a little, because again, I would have people coming up to me and asking me questions about the goddamn machine. I'm like, bro, I didn't fucking make this machine. All I'm telling people is how to fucking put in the ballot. But they think I know because they see me there.
You're an expert on it. Yeah.
And so, I understand.
You think you're a county employee, you work for all this, you're a Democrat.
Exactly. They don't know. It's ignorance in the whole thing. And because there's no education on this, there's no constant re-education on this. And it's just the system is.
I'm all about education. Everybody needs to be educated in the election. So that's why I wanted to get involved, because we sit on the, you know what I said? We sit on here, we fucking argue, we fucking say everything is rigged, this, that, and the third. So fuck it. I want to know what the fuck, what's going on. And I'm like, everybody says that. Everybody switches. Yeah. Apparently I also make. Right. But that's why I tell everybody, get involved. We all have days off. We all have, you know, luckily for us, we all have PTO and everything PTO. Else. You don't have to work a full 14 days. You could do a 2-day site or work election day, right? Volunteer for 2024 for the primary and the general. The more workers we have, it's not that any fraud can't happen. Not saying that. Not that things like PrinterGate can't happen with a full site, because, again, that's out of your control, right? But everybody thinks you're in there doing the things. Apparently, I was told that I also made the news about flipping ballots at my site. I was like, oh, great. It's cool. I'll talk about that. Oh, yeah. Jesus. Oh, yeah. People are like, oh, your site's flipping ballots. I'm like, oh, okay, shut the fuck up. I'm like, now you're over the head. You're crazy. You know what I mean? I had to call the sheriff. We actually had to call the sheriff on one guy because, you know, you have to be with you. You can't do any electioneering, screaming about politics or anything within 75 feet, right? That's possible voter intimidation or anything like, you cannot do that. The guy would not leave the parking lot. And then finally somebody came up to me. He's like, hey, dude. And I looked and I was like, well, he's kind of outside the 75 feet. But I said, hold on, I'm at a church. Churches are supposed to be non-electioneering. I call up the hotline and say, hey, I'm at this church. Is it non-electioneering? I said, I didn't say on my thing. She's like, yeah, by law. She's like, wait, you're at this site? Yeah, it's non-electioneering. Okay, cool. I told my marshal, I said, hey, go out there, you know, because he has to be the one to do it. I said, tell him he's got to leave. If he doesn't, you're calling the cop. Came in. He's like, he's not leaving. I said, call the sheriffs. Well, sheriffs came in. He's like, yep, we found him. As soon as we came in, he moved to the side. He was on Greenway and 39th screaming at everybody's hilarious. Has the camera around and everything.
I have one.
I was like, I waved to him. I literally waved to him. I said, hi. I was like, I started trolling because I'm like, okay. I'm like, fuck it.
I was telling Tim, you know, I realize how quickly one person can incite a mob.
Mm-hmm.
Again, my first role was, you know, crowd control, crowd management, freaking line management. So I'm looking for people whose last names start P through Z. So I'm out there. Anybody whose last name starts with P through Z. And so I get a few people. Oh yeah, my name is Peter Z. All right, come over here. And so one guy, he's looking at me like, what the fuck are you doing, bro? Like, right, you know, and he voices his opinion. And he's like, hey, I've been here like 30 minutes. What's happening? Like, what, why do they get to cut in line? Right. And so I'm like, oh, you know, I'm trying to be, you know, he doesn't know. And I'm like, oh, it's divided by binders. There's three different sections. When you go up there, unfortunately, there's a bottleneck. So we're just trying to, you know, alleviate the line. He's like, that's not fair. I've been here, you know, like, and like, my name is Peter Z. And I'm like, if your name's not Peter Z, you're going to go up there and you're just going to cut. You are really going to cut through everybody else who's Peter Z. And then once he started saying it, then I had other people were like, yeah, but that's still like, this is wrong. Like, why can't you guys figure this out? Like, you know what I mean? And I'm like, oh, God, guy, I did not decide this. I was not the guy who planned this. All I'm here.
They don't want to hear it.
They don't want to hear it. They don't care. They don't care. And I'm like, yeah. So then I became, with people who were like that, I try to joke with it. So this other guy did the same thing. And I'm like, oh, we're just letting them cut in line. That's what we do here. I'm like fucking being sarcastic back. Like, I'm not going to deal with people like this, man. I'm just going to, and everybody's like, the other people start laughing. I'm like, yeah, I'm done.
So I like the way he looks.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not supposed to do. You're supposed
I got
to, you
smart can't even, with it because I mean, I'm like,
Maricopa,
bro,
you can get in trouble for doing that.
Dude, yeah. I wasn't doing anything wrong. I mean, he was okay. So then this guy got livid. He's livid, like, right? So he shows up all the way to the front. And then when he gets there, he realizes how it's working, right? No matter, even if I had brought him up to the front, there was already a lot of people who were waiting on the particular line for his name. So here's what happens with this particular guy who got really upset. He gets to the front, and then his line, like, he's up next. And the girl is saying, hey, anybody, whatever, A through G, his name was, anybody A through G? He's so livid, and I think he's like watching me or whatever. He's like puffing and puffing, upset because he's not answering. Right. And I don't know what his last name is.
Yeah.
Any A through G. And so I go around A through G. So then I find an A through G and I bring him to the front. He's like, oh, I'm A through G. By that time, the person's already given their ID. And he's like, you got to pay attention, buddy. Like, you're complaining here. No shit. You know what I mean? Like, come on, man. Just fucking wake up. And so that's another thing. It's like you deal with people who are frustrated. I understand the frustration. I've been on that side. But at the same time, have a little, and like, it's just ignorance. It's ignorance in the process. You assume that people who are there do this for a living. And it's like, no, man, like, I'm here volunteering. It's wild, man.
It's hard because you understand their frustration and you kind of want to say, and it's like, you know, if you were on that line with that guy, you'd be like, yeah, this is fucked up. This is dumb, blah, blah, blah. And now once you're on the other side, you're like,
right.
It's easy to say. And then when you're on the other side, You realize almost like you kind of want to pull these people aside and be like, shut the fuck up. You know what I mean? Like, just shut the fuck up.
Well, I just told them, I'm just letting people cut.
You're making a scene. Right. But you know, but I'm like, you guys are all making scenes in public. You're causing everybody more stress. You know how many times I had to see them going up to me, I don't trust those machines. I just look and I got to roll my eyes because in my head, I'm like, I want to say, yeah, me neither. But you can't say that. You know what I mean? You know,
okay.
I mean, but towards the end of the night, because Maricopa, the hotline did, no, real quick.
Yeah.
So this is why I'm going to torch Maricopa County. Because when I called up, I had a legit issue with them, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, hey, my shit is down, right? For the 10th time, we're having issues. People, I was like, I got a fucking 1,000 people in this place pissed off. And I said, people are screaming. I got irate people outside calling me this. And she's like, right at the end, she's like, oh, good luck with that, and left. I was like, fuck this. So when I'm online, I'm like, yeah, the fucking county's incompetent. I'm like, fuck them. Oh, yeah. I started going off towards the end of the night. When people bitching about them, say, yeah, the county doesn't know what the fuck they're doing.
Yeah, but here's another example.
Shouldn't have said that, but I don't care.
I was so close to a lot of this shit as well because, my site actually went fairly smooth. You know, I did have a little freaking weird shit, but my frustration was because I'm like, oh, man, this is really unorganized and inefficient. And we've been doing this for 200 some years, and we can't figure this out. So, I'm highlighting just the bad parts. Overall, it did go smooth. You had some bad people, and then there's just some uncertainty that just creates and compounds the issue. What I wanted to say was, so this guy apparently walks in with his MAGA hat, right? And I love you, mean you know me, I wear my MAGA hat everywhere. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Can't so, I, but I didn't. I wasn't the one who let him in. I was at the back with the ballot. So by the time this person gets to me, the guy at the front had seen him with the hat. The person, the people sitting down who took his ID saw him. the person who gave him the ballot saw him. Nobody told him, sir, you know what I mean? Like, you can't be whatever that's called.
That's bullshit. That's bullshit. That's bullshit. You're allowed. Voters can wear whatever the fuck they want in.
Oh, they can. Okay. So see, I didn't know the rule.
In Arizona, you cannot tell them no.
Okay. Okay. So maybe that's how it is out here. I don't know. But because again, this is another uncertainty. But the reason I mentioned this was because, so everybody had already seen him, right? He comes up and puts whatever, and he's putting it next to somebody who looks at the hat, and obviously she wasn't happy. I'm sure this girl was, you know, single, you know what I mean? Like the votes that went for Fetterman, you know, puts her back. Puts her ballot
Should have ripped her ballot.
Jeez, no, no, no.
Should have ripped her uterus out.
Shut the fuck up. She puts the ballot in. She sees this hat, and I can instantly tell she's just like beside herself, right? The guy, whatever, he walks out. And she walks out, and then she tries to come back in. I'm like, ma'am, you can't come back in. And he's like, oh, okay. And she's like, but you let him wear a MAGA hat. And I'm like, and she's like, they're not supposed to be wearing that in here. And I'm like, I guess I didn't know. I don't know. And she's like, well, you need to check that because people can't. And so then I go, this is what, because I don't know, right? I'm like, I guess I should have known, but nobody told me. Again, I was thrown in, go work here.
What does that have to do with her trying to come back in? That guy was wearing a red hat.
She wanted to tell me.
Why can't I come back in the exit?
Exactly. She wanted to complain.
What does that mean?
And me to get
an answer. She wanted to say something.
Yeah.
She wanted to say something.
Yeah. So then I go to the lady who's whatever the in charge and the judge, whatever the role is. And I say, can people wear, you know, political. And this is her answer. She's like, oh really? I don't know. I'm like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I'm like, if she didn't know, am I supposed to, she's the one in charge. I'm asking her. And so to this point, I don't know how it is in Pennsylvania, but apparently somebody was mad.
Violation.
That.
Well, and plus, MAGA isn't a person.
True.
Right. It's not like you're vote, you know, you're wearing a Carrie Lake hat or whatever, right? You're not doing that. MAGA is a MAGA.
By the time I went back, she was gone. So
in Arizona, the only three things you cannot do in a polling site is you can't have a weapon with you. I mean, if you have a concealed weapon, you go in, even you're violating the statute, as long as nobody sees it, whatever. You can't take photos or video in there. That's normal.
Right.
But you cannot tell a voter they can't wear something. Poll workers can't wear that. You have to be nonpartisan, right? But anybody can come in wearing a Carrie Lake, Blake mask. I saw so many shirts and I wanted the fist bump, but I was like, I can't. What? Like, I saw some good ones. I was like, okay.
So to your point, let's close out. But I did want to mention a couple of things here. So what I want to talk about, like the takeaways, because right now we're still waiting on what's going to happen in Arizona. Carrie Lake right now is at 49.7.
And Nevada.
Katie Hobbs is at 50.3. Does Arizona have a too close to call where they do or is it just even if they win by razor thin?
Oh, no, dude, we still have over 600,000 ballots to count.
Yep.
So this is, and it's all election day. And
they're breaking for Carrie Lake, looks like. Mm-hmm. She's going to win.
Yeah. The last dump just came in from Maricopa. That was the emergency voting from Friday to Sunday. So those were going to lean Democrat anyway. So that split was like 59.
Yeah,
it was like 50 to 45 or something like that.
10.
Yeah, so Carrie Lake is up by 13,000 votes right now. All the early voting, all the Dropbox ballots from Monday and Tuesday have yet to be counted.
Okay.
And the election day for Maricopa has yet to be counted. And I tell you this, when I was scanning ballots, I mean, you're looking at everybody's ballot because they're scanning it. You got to flip it around. Dude, I saw in my side, I had 1,000 people. We had 1,000 ballots. So I saw a lot of.
That's good. So everybody right now, I'm looking at Twitter and everybody's confident she's going to win and she's going to carry Blake Masters.
Yeah.
So I did want to summarize it with this. So right now, Republicans look like they've taken control of the House. You know, the House has gone Republican. And that means bye-bye, Nancy Pelosi. So that's a win.
Mm-hmm.
Most likely, they're going to take control of the Senate. There's races still right now pending. Nevada. What's his name's leading? What's his name? In Arizona,
Laxalt.
There you go. So Laxalt is leading in Nevada. Arizona looks like it's going to go to Carrie Lake, and then the runoff in Georgia, which because of the independent, we can talk about independence another conversation. But at least right now we stand at it looks like it's going to be 50 win.
Libertarian.
Oh, but another party, basically, right? So it looks like the Republicans are going to get control of the Senate as well and have the majority and not be 50-50. So, you know, everybody was celebrating, the Democrats are celebrating right now. And Biden himself is celebrating. He's like, oh, we didn't lose as much. Still fucking lost, bro. You lost.
Yeah.
So, so that's that. Now, I did want to say this right now, Nevada and Arizona, they're going to go red. And the media, if you follow the media, all these blue check marks, blue check marks who are about to quit, they want to highlight Pennsylvania and New York and
the $8 check.
But these states were going to be the icing on the cake for Republicans. You know, Pennsylvania was going to be an icing on the cake. I mean, Mehmet Oz was a long shot. Okay. I mean, that's the honest truth. I don't know how he loses by to a fucking mental dead person.
Oh, I told you guys how. The U.S. Supreme Court and the PA Supreme Court said that they cannot count undated ballots. Fetterman resued and it got reestablished. So every fucking ballot that had bad signatures, no signatures, every crappy ballot, Mark Elias got involved, that piece of shit who hates this country that deserves every fucking dildo up his ass when he goes to hell. You know what I mean? Little Nicky style. You know what I mean?
You made a point earlier, Tim, that
it broke for Oz.
Yeah. What I wanted to say, Tim, is that you did make a great point. It was that the legislator, the PA legislature, the state, has an opportunity to fucking fix some of this shit. But the federal level,
it
went. Oh, he did.
But you got to remember, the courts. In Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I know. But as soon as the courts, I think that gets settled. It will get settled. Some of that shit might get cleaned up by then. Because it's hard for me to believe that again, a mentally dead person can win. Or else we got a lot of stupid people voting for this guy.
Look at Biden. I mean, Biden won.
True. But I'm going to stand with what I believe. They cheated. And right now, Republicans have an opportunity to fix a lot of this shit. Look at Florida. Anyways, what I wanted to say this, so because Posobiec was mentioning this and a lot of other conservatives were mentioning this, that, and this is something, a blueprint that every state should look at. Because what DeSantis did is he stuck it to the woke mob and he won, right? And basically he said, fuck rumors and fuck this, all this indoctrination that they're trying to do. We're not going to go that route. And he won in that fucking, bro, this is a huge landslide for Florida. It's a great
shellacking.
Because I was looking, he won by 30,000 in 2018. And now this year, 1.5 million. And they were saying that he gained first time, I think, you know, was it the first time majority of Hispanics broke for him? So this is a winning strategy.
Bush.
Oh, maybe you might be right.
Not Jeb. Whoever the Bush was in Florida, the governor, the Bush governor in Florida.
Jeb
I think it was Jeb.
Jeb Bush. Yeah.
Jeb, I believe, won Miami-Dade.
Yep.
He was the only other Republican I think that won Miami-Dade.
Again, I think this is a blueprint to try. Another one that I did want to mention is because I'm just going to go down here bullet points. Murkowski, she might lose in Alaska. I didn't even know how to pronounce her.
But then it goes to ranked choice voting.
Exactly. Because it goes
to ranked choice voting, which is even worse.
Well, no, because it'll be immediate. Because in ranked choice voting, what you'll do is, hey, who's your first selection? And if that first selection, it's not, there's a runoff, then it goes to your second one. So if people who voted for whatever, the other candidate who was there, what I was reading was that if it goes to ranked choice voting, then her Chewbacca. How do you pronounce her last name? Chewbacca. I'm gonna call it Chewbacca. Chewie.
Chewbacca. I think it's Chewbacca.
So yeah, she wins. Look, let me bring this article up here. I might be reading this wrong. I don't know if I'm reading this wrong. You tell me. So Alaska Senate race headed to ranked choice runoff. All right, so let's see here.
Ranked choice, that's something that
Alaska has in their laws for this is how recent we handle voted, these situations?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, people get to choose, right?
Yeah, they passed it this year.
I'm going to read this. Alaska Senate race is headed to the ranked choice runoff process as no candidate on the ballot, including top two voter getters, GOP Lisa and Kelly, which will reach 50% according to NBC News. However, the eventual winner of the contest shakes out, the seat will remain in GOP hands.
Hmm. Okay.
Right? Am I reading this wrong? This is from NBC News.
I don't trust anything.
So let me read it. I don't think NBC News would say that it would stay in a GOP.
So in ranked choice, voting, voters identify the first choice, blah, blah, blah. Okay. So let's see. It's headed to a ranked choice runoff.
Oh,
process.
Wait, hold on. Kelly
no
is
candidate
the Democrat.
On the ballot.
Fuck.
Right.
Yeah. But either way, I would love her to lose. Fucker.
Right. Well, but the problem is, what's going to happen is, this is the problem. If Murkowski loses, Murkowski's going to come out publicly and say, I endorse the Democrat.
Right. Yeah.
Unless here's the only, because Mitch McConnell is a real piece of shit. And Mitch McConnell would, I think he would rather have a 50-50. So if she loses, if Masters, Laxalt win, he might give her the go ahead to endorse the whatchamacallit, because they'll have the majority.
Yeah, you're right.
Or actually, no, they won't have the majority. That seat
It'll be 50,
will flip. 50.
Yeah,
that seat will flip with the Warnock, right? So they gain two and lose two. You know what I mean? So it'll be a 50-50, and he'll be okay with that.
Yeah,
and it'll just be status quo. Nothing will get done, and he'll say it's Trump's fault, and Trump will say it's his fault, and everything else. And yeah.
Here's another one. Oregon is within 1%. This is leftist
what?
Oregon.
Governor?
Let me see here. I just read this.
There's a lot of people pissed off in Oregon. They're talking about joining Idaho.
Well, yeah, that's the conservative side. But here's the other side. Here's the other thing. This is the biggest one, the biggest kick in the ass. Yesterday, right, first thing, NBC, they pulled in Arizona. You know, NBC pulled in Arizona in 2020. The first initial ballot dump for Lauren Boebert's district.
Oh, yeah.
They announced her as a loser. Bro, as of right now, she's 73 votes down. They called the race last night, and there's 4%. Yeah. There's like 5,000 ballots left that are in more of her area. Boebert's probably going to get carried over. But
barely.
They called it. Right,
no,
it doesn't matter.
Who cares?
They called it. Yeah, they called it. Based on the initial dump, and I'm like, there we go, because that, to me, again, that is voter intimidation, that's voter suppression, because just because the polls say they closed, if my site, like I had two people in there until like 8 o'clock filling out the propositions, I wanted to kill them, but you know, you gotta let them vote. So if you're online, let's say you got out of work right before polls closed and you got online, they cannot reject you. If you're online and you're like, oh, she lost already, you're gonna fucking not fill out your ballot. You know what I mean? Or you're going to leave. You're like, oh, my girl lost. What's the point? It's wrong. They should not be allowed to call a race for at least an hour or hour and a half. You know what I mean? Just
until
so that
all the polls register as closed.
Just, right.
All right. Not, all the polls are closed. We've got, these tallied already. It looks like this is what's happening, right? Yeah. They should never call it, period,
right.
Until it's
They
done.
Should not be allowed to call a race until every poll has been officially closed, because If you're in that district and you're online and you saw that and you left, that's voter suppression right there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a shit what anybody says. That's why they called Arizona the way they did. These people are, and they get away with it because there's no law that says you can't do it.
Yeah.
But anyway.
So just
good
one
on
quick,
your list. Go,
one, oh. one quick thing. Okay. How in the hell is Katie Hobbs anywhere near Carrie Lake? She refuses to do any debates.
Exactly.
Democrats don't care, bro. They elected John Fetterman.
Is this the new Democratic way of doing it? You put your candidate in the basement, don't let them talk, and they just magically win?
Well, yeah, because the minute they open their mouth, they fucking lose.
Yeah, Jeremy, look, and this is an area where Republicans do have an issue, and a lot of conservatives right now are mentioning this. because if you look at every single demographic, broke Republican, married men, married women, single men, they all broke for Republicans. The only ones was single women. And then also the younger generation, right? If you look at the between the age
millennials,
ranges, millennials, or Gen Y and Gen Z.
No, millennials were plus. So millennials, this is what everybody was pissed about. Take away the millennials, it was a red wave, red tsunami. The millennials were D plus two. So that was a major kick in the dick because you got the 30 to 44 crowd voting Democrats because they believe that you should
abort
a baby. I was
looking at another figure that might be state specific, Tim, but overall nationwide.
No, that was.
Are you sure?
That would show nationwide. Yeah,
I was looking at something that.
But then there's the other breakdown of married men, single men, this, that, and the third.
No, I was looking at the age brackets that where they all broke except for the under 30 crowd that broke.
I had.
Look that up because I don't know if we're looking at the same figures, but again, well, that, yeah, when I grabbed this.
So, yeah, so I'm looking at the one right now, gender by marital status, 59% Republican, married men, 30%, married women, Republican, 56%, non-married men, 52%, non-married women, 23%, but 68% were Democrats. So 68% of non-married women love killing babies.
I would say look at the age,
no, that's why they voted Dem. No, that was their big concern. Abortion was their number one for those specific ones. Abortion was their top priority.
Yeah, that and student loan forgiveness and everything else that the government's or that the Democrats are basically
promising,
buying votes with, right?
Right.
Yeah.
But anyways.
I don't know if I sent it to you guys or somebody else about.
The point I wanted to make was, and a lot of conservatives are making this, is that the Republicans right now need to make need to attack that demographic, that younger generation. We got to come up with a strategy because, to Tim's point, these people didn't campaign, they didn't debate, and they're winning, and because a lot of them are just social media folks, right? They look at big names who endorse these people. They don't watch. They didn't watch the Fetterman debate. They didn't see him freaking stumbling. They don't watch this shit. So they don't care. All they see is, whoever their favorite celebrity was telling them to vote for Fetterman. And that's it. That's all they care about. It's a TikTok generation.
Not even Fetterman. Just vote Democrat.
Yep.
Republican bad. Vote Democrat. So.
Well, you got to remember.
They don't even care. They don't even have to look into the candidate. All they need to do is look on the TikTok ballot and where it says DEM.
Yeah. Republicans got to get better at
the problem,
beating the system.
The problem.
Using TikTok, Snapchat. They got to use this to get the Gen Z.
That's what Carrie Lake was doing.
She was getting shadow banned. She was getting. That's the thing. That's another challenge. Right? This is why these social media platforms. And the Democrats know this. This is why they have their tentacles in it and they want to control it because they know that this younger generation is not watching. It's not reading. They're not doing anything. All they're watching is TikTok videos. And that's how that's what they're deciding on. One last thing that I want to mention that, again, a lot of people are talking about right now is right now that the Republicans are going to take control of the House, Nancy Pelosi's out, who takes the reins? Because
they're saying the dude from Jersey is forget his name.
Jim Jordan.
Oh, wait. So Speaker of the House for the Republicans.
Yeah.
It's going to right now, depending what the lead is, you know, what their final numbers are, it looks like it's going to be probably between 228 to 225 is what they're projecting right now. If things go a certain way. Scalise, I mean, Gates is already talking. We need new leadership because this is atrocious.
They do.
You spent more money fighting true good candidates, and they're pissed. So the gloves are off now.
The liberal candidates like Mehmet Oz, who was endorsed. Anyway. One other thing is, repeal or abolish the 19th Amendment. It's clear, obviously, now the way the demographics broke that women are going to ruin, younger women are going to ruin this fucking country, man. There's no other way to read this. I'm sorry, man, but how else do we explain this? It's in the generation that is
college, man. This is why they pushed everybody to go to college and get the women in the workforce, because they spent all this money going to college. They got indoctrinated, got them out of the house, got them out of the kitchen, said you're independent. The same spiel, all the arguments we've had with half the freaking girls in our lives.
Obviously, and I say this tongue in cheek, but you know what I mean. But it, something's not working, and I don't know. We gotta change this.
I think it's both. I think it's both the young women and the young men. You know, women, yeah, they want this independence and be, you know, bad bitch vibe, whatever. And the young men, they just don't care anymore. They don't care to be men anymore. They're just like, oh, okay, whatever. If she can, you know, run the house and I just can stay home and do nothing, then okay.
Play video games, play Xbox. Yeah.
So I think it's both. Both the men and women, the young generation that can give two shits.
But you know one thing here that I really like?
But then I blame parents too, right? Like, what are we raising? What kind of kids are we raising?
Well, but that's the problem. You know, you can have conservative parents. You know, kids are raised perfect. They go to college freshman year. They come back after the first thing. They got blue hair and they say, I fucking hate you. I know people that have, you know, I guarantee if you talk to a lot of the parents out there, there's more of that than anything else. And then what their wife says is, oh, just she's going through a phase. You can't be mad at her. She's, you know, you got to believe her because the wife gets crazy with it too. Right. I mean, I know so many people like that. No, there's more people than you realize, because how does it happen? If you're not like that in high school, you go to college, you come back like that. Obviously, it's from that. You know what I mean?
Hey, Tim, we'll close it out with this. One thing I did that I know you're going to be excited about is as soon as the Republicans take control, you know what's coming, right?
Alejandro Ocasio Cortez.
No. You know what's coming, right? What are the Republicans going to... What are the first things in their agenda? Investigate.
No, they're
who?
Not going to impeach him.
No, they're not going to impeach him. They're not going to impeach him, but all they got to do is fucking start the hearing.
No, it'll backfire because the media will be on their side. This time, the media, they're in a bad spot.
No, I say fucking drag him.
Here's the thing. If you want to win,
all and put it out.
If you want to win, you go for the fucking throat, just like they do. If you want to win, you fucking go for the throat. Ron DeSantis proved it. You say, fuck you. I don't care what the New York Times says, because you're going to write a bad article about me anyway. So you know what? I'm going to bring this to the forefront. What did everybody do? Why did they stop talking about illegal immigration? Because people were starting to fucking research it. After that Martha's Vineyard thing, it worked. And if it would have kept going and kept sending more, they would have lost it. And they knew this fucker had their number.
They dragged Don Jr. to hearings. Okay?
Yeah.
That's what they need to do to Hunter. Okay? So if they do it,
if
we need to be doing that shit.
Yeah, I agree.
Because look, a lot of people in Pennsylvania.
He knows it's coming because he's already talking about it.
A lot of people in Pennsylvania, a lot of Republicans were not excited about Oz.
Mm-mm.
This is the truth. Oz was not a true conservative. We knew that from the get, but you know, you're voting for the lesser of the two. But you gotta play to your audience, man. And when you forget your audience and you just put somebody in there because you think, I don't know, man.
Kathy Barnett was the better choice, but she was too extreme. McCormick probably would have been the right choice. McCormick could have beat Fetterman.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, we got to leave it there. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on another episode of The Salty Show. Find us on some of the social media platforms. Give us a follow, hit the like button, and share some of the content. And we will catch you all next time. Bye.
Peace out.
See ya.
Wow, Jules is new at this.
She's new here.
Because I know I always go after Heidi.
Okay, and Heidi's not here, so you go.
I know.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Salty Show.
.com.